Thursday, the 18th of October, Rabbi Yehoshua Posen on a Choshen Mishpot topic.
When we learned together the halachos of Baal Tolin many months ago, we started off with the words of the Chofetz Chaim in his Abdoma in Avos Kesef, where he says that one finds a strange phenomenon, one finds that you can have people who, generally speaking, are Shema Torah Mitzvahs, they're makbid to keep that which the Torah requires from them, they're makbid not to do that which the Torah doesn't want them to do. And yet, when it comes to the Issa Deraisa of Baal Tolin, we find that unfortunately people seem to be over it without even, possibly without realizing. And the Chofetz Chaim says the only explanation he can come up with as to why this should be is that people are poshut unaware of the halachas of Baal Tolin, they're unaware of the severity of the Issa. And therefore, he says there's an extra inyan to make sure and make increase public awareness of the Issurim involved in order to help people who try to keep the Torah mitzvahs to the best of their capability not to be over on this issa. With this line in mind, I picked the topic that I'd like us to learn through today, and the topic is the halacha of arkois, the halacha of a yid taking another yid to a court of law as opposed to going to Bezdin without having the proper heter from a Bezdin to do so. I think one finds that particularly here in Chutzlar, the Chofetz Chaim could apply his description by Baal Tolin, he can apply here when it comes to our kohes just as much. One finds people from quote unquote people who are mucked with normally when it comes to all other areas of Shulchan Aruch to keep the Torah not to be over on any of his Torah, and when it comes to going with their fellow man to our kohes instead of going to Bezdin, then one finds that unfortunately people seem to either be unaware or see possibly what reasons it could be in a minute, and they go to our kohes. So I'd like just to spend the short amount of time we have going through the severity of the issa of our kohes and a few halachas. It'll be a very simple basic shiur, but just in order to push it, open one's eyes a little bit as to what's involved. Before we go into any halachas, I'll just say the standard disclaimer, if you want, by all Choshen Mishpot, is that every case obviously has its own prosim, those which will affect the psak that's relevant to it, and therefore each case has to be taken to the proper authority. This is not a halacha lemaisa shir. This is shir of the issa. We'll see what the Shulchan Aruch says, but each case obviously needs to be asked to the relevant authorities. Generally speaking, I think there can be probably three main reasons why one from Jew should go with another from Jew to Arkois instead of Bezdin. The first, as the Chofetz Chaim says, it is probably due to a lack of awareness as to the issa of going to Arkois and the halachas regarding Arkois. The second is that very often people think that they stand more of a chance either of being matzliach, or that the money which they will be awarded in court will be more than that which will be awarded in Bezdin, and therefore that's the reason they want to go. Now there could be two reasons to that: either because they think that their claim legally is stronger than possibly the halachic claim, and therefore they're better off taking it to court, or possibly because they hear in the streets that there's an idea that if a person goes to Bezdin, the Bezdin are going to enforce a pshara, so I hold he owes me £100,000, so they'll tell me, okay, it's £50,000, and therefore, faket, unfortunately, ironically, one can come to a situation where a fumi goes to our kois because he thinks there he stands a better chance of receiving true justice. And thirdly, I think possibly some people feel in a difficult business dispute that the halachas of the Torah aren't necessarily going to cover all the prosim involved in the dispute, and therefore they want to go to court where you have all the experts and all the laws and all the trials that have preceded it regarding these laws. So let's first of all start off by getting rid of the first reason, the lack of awareness of the issa shabbos. So let's see, Taka, what is involved in what is the problem of going to our place. In the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah begins ואלה המשפט מה שתותם לפניהם. These are the laws that you're meant to put לפניהם. לפניהם is referring to Bezin, says Rashi, לפניהם ולא לפני עובדי העלילים. That the halacha of going to Bezin, this is meant to be that a person goes, has his case tried by Yidin, and not by going. And this is brought down in Gemara Gittin, Peches and Rebeis. Very short Gemara. The Gemara is actually referring to something else, and this is the Makar in the Gemara that one is not allowed to go with another Yid to a to a court of law without having a proper heter. We'll see there are cases when Bezin will give a heter, but without having a proper heter, one is not allowed to go. Now, if one goes, I think we can go straight already to the Shulchan Aruch in Chesh Mishra, Simon Chavav, Sif Aleph. And the Mechaber starts off as follows. Also lodun b'fnei dainei akum. There's an issa. There's a machlokes where this issa is deraisa. The Rabbonon, when the Tashbat says it's deraisa, most poskim agree that this issa is in fact issa deraisa. Lodun b'fnei dainei akum. Uba'arkoi shalohem. One's not allowed to go in front of goyish judges or in the courts of the goyim. And Chaznish says, if one would have a havamina, that if one goes into a court of goyim, and when we say court of goyim, it doesn't have to be goyim, it could be a court that's not judging al pidin Torah, or didn't would apply a court to know it. So that the Chaznish says, when I ever had a havamina, if I go in front of a court of goyim, let's just read a couple more lines, I'll come to that in a second. I feel a bedin, shedonim bedinei Yisrael, says the Mechaber, even if I know that in this particular case that I'm going to court, the court is going to award it based on exactly the same parameters as halacha. Let's take a simple car crash, right? So someone went into my car, he says he doesn't think he should be chayv, it was my fault, I say I think he should be chayv. The damage is a straight damage, it's £500 damage, that's nothing to dispute. So assuming that I would know that in this case if I go to court, they're going to judge it on exactly the same points that the Bezin is going to take into consideration, and the amount which is going to make chayav is only £500. That's all I'm asking for. It's not a question of and a car which I needed in between and all other things which might differ between halacha and the law. So in such a case, maybe you think maybe I'm allowed to go. What's the difference? The money I'm going to get is the same money, and I think I'd be better off in court. Says the Mechaber, even in such a case as the issa applies just as much whether they're going to judge exactly the same or differently. And here says the Chaznish, one might think, okay, so I'll go to court Daska on a case where they're going to judge it exactly the same as Bezin, and not better, the judges eat, the case is going to be the same, so the only difference is the room it's happening in. Instead of going to the Bezin, so I go down the road and I have it in court. What should be the problem? Says the Chaznish, no, on the contrary, it's worse off if the judges eat, because if the judges eat, he might not have a choice, he might have to try this case. But you are being open lifnei, you're making him judge a case that the Maisa shouldn't be judged in a court of law. Maisa, there have been a number of stories of judges, whether even or going, who've told even to come to court. What are you doing here? Why are you going to have this done in settled in your own bezin? Hakaponim and Mechaber is clear that there is no difference as to how they would judge the case. Vafilu nisratu shtei bali dinim lodun bifneim osim. Says Mechaber, it's not only in a case where Reuven calls Shimon to Arkois and Shimon really wants to go to Bezin, but he doesn't have a choice, he gets a court summons, and Reuven's adamant he wants to go to court. Says Mechaber, no, even if Reuven and Shimon, both of them, they get on fine, they've got a dispute, they'd like to have it settled, and both of them decide that court is the right avenue to go down to get this case settled as easily and properly and justly as possible. Says Mechaber, that doesn't make a difference. Even in such a case where both parties are more than happy to go to court, both people are over on the issue then. And here the Mechaber, which is actually the words of the Rambam, explains the severity of the issue of Cholabor lidin bifneim, how is the Rosha, ukiluchiref, the gidif, the heirim yad, beterius meisha rabbeinu olam hashalom. Someone who goes to a court of law without the proper hesed from Bezin, it's as if he's rebelled and so to speak, chas hashalom doesn't hold of the Torah. If you have a look at the Sma on the left, Sma is Dalit, the heirim yad, beterius meisha rabbeinu olam hashalom. Why? By leaving the Dayanim of Yisrael, by not going to the Jewish judges and going to the judges in court, these Keilus of the Torah said, If you have a dispute with your fellow man, there's a procedure. You're meant to go to Bezin. The Torah gives a whole outline of how Bezin is meant to function and what halachas they're meant to judge it on. Right? We have all the bobbers and everything else that goes with it, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah. That was all the halachas concerned. So the Torah has spent a great deal of time and effort ensuring that the halacha should be clear to those passengers. And then this person, the Reuven, comes along and says, "No, I'm not prepared to go there. I'm going to go instead to court." Says the Sma'i, he's explaining the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. So you say, basically, I don't believe in the Torah. The Torah says this is what I should do. I think I'm better off letting them decide it than that which the Torah has told me. So it's supposed to be some rebellion against the Torah. If you have a look in the Gaon, Bi'ah HaGro'ah, Reis Aleph, he adds Nocha Kneich. It's actually a Medrash Tanchuma. V'chol Abo, but Tanchuma Reish Perik Mishvotim, Reish Pashas Mishvotim. Minayin Abal Din Shel Yisrael, Sheyesh Lohem Din Zem Zeh, Sheyodim Sheakum, Yodin Oyser Hadin Kedine Yisrael, Sheosel Is Dachik Lifneim. How do you know that if two Jewish people have a dispute between them and they know that the Goyim are going to judge it exactly the same way as the Yidden, how do you know they're not allowed to go to court? Talmud Leimah Shetosim Lifneihem, Lifnei Yisrael V'Lo Lifnei Akum. And here adds this niche. Shekol Mi Shemeniach Dainei Yisrael V'Holich Lifnei Akum.
It says
the God and the Medrash that not only is a person, so to speak, saying he doesn't believe in the Torah, he's saying he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a Kofa Maker. Why? So Rashi and Parshat Mishpatim explains, because principally this halacha was written about our kois of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, although all halachas apply even nowadays as well, but therefore if a person goes, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put these Dayanim in place and told them what to do, and you now say, I'm not going to them, instead I'm going to Dayanim of Chas V'Shalom Avodah Zarah, so you're being machzik Avodah Zarah, you're saying that in your eyes Avodah Zarah is more chashuv, is more trustworthy to judge your case than HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his halakas and his dinim, and therefore Chas V'Shalom the person can mamish be kofa Hashem. It's very interesting. Rabbeinu Bachai in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim goes into Arichus on this point. He says everyone understands when it comes to a tzicha, the tzicha is a terrible avir. Person murders one person, he says kibbutz nerek kol olam kulo, as if he's killed the whole world came from other nations, he's killed one person, gefele chazach. However, we find that Cain was able to do tshuva even though he killed Hevel. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, a person steals or does chil Hashem, tshuva doesn't work. Mises mechapa, the tshuva isn't mechapa. As long as a person steals and he hasn't yet given back that which he's stolen, he can do tshuva as much as he likes, and it won't help because he's still holding on to that which he's stolen. So Rabbeinu Chai, it comes out that these two averus are even more chomer than Ritzicha. Ritzicha, as chomer as it is, we see that tshuva can work. These two averus, tshuva doesn't work. And after became, we find that person who goes to Arkois is doing these two averus, chil Hashem, as we explained. And Geneva, why? So it's very interesting. Rabbeinu Bachai doesn't explain. If you have a look in the Kivega here on the right hand side, the Kivega says as follows. Im hoitzi momen ale de din al kois im ein kein bedine Yisrael ha momen gezel biyodri. Rabbeinu Bachai doesn't explain when it is gezel and if it isn't gezel, but the Kivega says, if I go to court, let's take a simple example. As we've mentioned in other shurim, we've had that Gorob in Yizokim, if I'm goyim, if I indirectly cause damage to somebody else, the halacha is lechachila. Of course, I'm not allowed to do it. And if a person goes to Bezin to try and prevent his fellow man doing it, of course, they'll do what they can to prevent him from doing it. However, nevertheless, if a person was to already have been gerim hezek, to have caused hezek in a way that's indirect, the halacha is grom ben nezokin is possible. Al pi din, there's a concept of lifnim mishus adin. Al pi din is possible. Now, if Abi Din is possible, if you take a classic case of Gromer, and you'd be amazed how many times people come to Bezin and they're shrying their case, and mamish, the whole case is Gromer. It's very unfortunate, but when it comes to Din, Bezin won't be able to make a person pay if it's only Gromer. So let's take this person, he's got a case of Gromer. If he goes to Bezin, that which is only Gromer, Bezin won't be able to enforce that the other party has to pay. He goes to court, and court, they make it. If you cause the damage, you have to pay. They make him pay. Says Rishi Rege, if you take that money, then you're a man gazela, because the Torah says you've got no right to take that money. if he wants to give it to you of his own accord in order to be lifnim yeshuas hadin, of course you're allowed to take it. But if you go to court and court enforce that he has to pay you, you've got no right. You don't have a right to that money. So you want to make the gazelle. Says Ruki Vega, if you now take this money, then kiddush bazeh ain't a mukadeshus. If you are mukadesh isha with this money, she's not mukadeshus because it's not your money. And he goes on to that further. Who passed the edus? Can we call Gazan? He says that not only that, that now we find by Gazan, Gazan's passed the edus. So similar to here, there'll be passed the edus. Can we say Gazan passed the edus? Imagine being Masada tradition, and someone asks the Rav, who can these two people have lightened to be the edus? If honest people has ever been tired kois and taken money which he doesn't know that he's entitled to RP Din, then that is possible edus. It can't be an edus chuppah. Now, Rabbeinu Bechai says on that which Rabbeinu Bechai says, that what tshuva won't help is only when a person steals money and doesn't pay it back. Because Rabbeinu Bechai, when a person goes to Arkoy, he's never going to pay it back because he thinks he's entitled to that money. That's why he's gone to court. He goes to court, he hears the ruling of the court, and he takes that money and calls him. Therefore, in such a case, tshuva will never help. Akaponim, that is the outline of the Issa Shibayit. One more nukud, the Kesef HaKotchim says, brings from Achronim, that the person who goes to Arkois without a heter is not allowed to be in the start of the minim. Can't use him in a minim. So clearly these halachos, the public awareness as to how severe these halachos are, clearly needs boosting. If we could just go through mamish a few thoughts on the halachos just to see how they work. So if we go through what we can in Shulchanos, see how much time we have. Let's start with the Ramah. The Ramah says, beginning of the Ramah in Sif Aleph, where we stopped off, the Yesh v'ad bezin l'nadoise l'achrimoy ad shisalik yad akum mi'al chaveri. So if a person, if Reuven takes Shimon to court, so bezin have a right to put Reuven in cherem until he drops his court case. V'chein machrimoy ha-machzik yad ha-holich lifni akum. Similarly too, anyone who helps Reuven in his court case can also be put in cherem. This would be the lawyer, possibly the Eidim, there's a Shulchan Aruch that says possibly the Eidim also are included in this. V'chein machrinu ha-mach v'yazayit Yisrael v'afilu ein edon lifnei akum rak shekoifu al yedei akum shiyama yed imo yedin Yisrael roi limchoisei ala omud. Here's an interesting halacha. You can have Reuven forget he's mamishrei yitarim isis and he's heard all about the severity of going to court. Chas v'shon will never ever go to court, but you can't get Shimon to come to Bezin. Now what standard procedure, that we're going to see later on if we get there, that standard procedure is if a person calls someone to Bezin and they don't come, the minig nowadays is you call them three times to Bezin and they don't come, so then Bezin will give a heter arkoyis, Bezin will give a heter for the person to go to court and have his case tried in court. And that's absolutely fine then, he's got a heter from Bezin. But this person, no, he doesn't want to go down that avenue. What does he do? He hires local thugs, goyim, to help coerce Shimon to make an appearance in Bezin. Says Muhammad, that's as well, that's just as awesome. One is a messiah to the court, and the other one is a messiah to local thugs to use whatever means they find appropriate, and that's just as much awesome. Okay, if you learn to hear this messiah, the worst case of messiah is when a person hands over another yid to goyim. Hands over doesn't mean physically hands over, but causes, where he's causing physical problems. If he's causing monetary damage, that's also messiah. But the reason why monetary messiah is a problem is because Chazal say it starts in Mammon and it ends up going all the way to Nefashos. So if a person goes directly to Nefashos and says you coerce him and start physically harming him, although I'm sure a person's it's illegal to do such a thing, etc. But such a thing is mamish, the worst case of messiah that's possible. So Chazal says that's awesome. And now the Ein El Simon Shin Pei Ches. Now there's an interesting reference to the Ramah in Simon Shin Pei Ches. The Ramah has two different opinions if a person takes someone else to Arkois if he's got a din of a Moisa. In Masira, there's two Nukudas. Masira means literally handing over. Exactly. The classic case in Masira is if I tell a Ganav where my friend keeps his money, and the Ganav then goes and steals the money. So Masira has two angles to it. There's an Issa and there's Mammon. Mammon says if I am Moisa someone else, then I have to pay the Hezek that I caused that other person. The Issa is the severity of the Issa is mamish, extremely severe. The Loshon of the Rambam is that the person who's a Moisa is Chayav Misa, v'cholakoydim zochem. Right? V'cholakoydim zochem, that's Loshon of the Rambam. So Moisa is mamish severe. There, the Rambam in his first day brings down that the Issa of Mesira doesn't apply when a person take someone else to our kohen, because he's not doing it, it doesn't mention our kohen, to handle the case to a goat, because he's not doing it in order to cause the other person damage, he's doing it because purely wants to get his own money. So therefore, we don't look at it as severely as other cases in the few. But the Ramon is second there, says, no, we don't differentiate between why he's doing it. At the end of the day, you handed him over to a goat, and you're a meisa. And the Shachar and other Paskins are passing like the second Shitta. So it's not clear whether how there are more there Paskins, and he possibly is just referring, have a look over there where I bring down two different opinions as to whether such a person is also a Moshe or not. And now you have an interesting halacha. The Ramah says as follows: Mi shehalach ba'akoyz shel akum v'nischaye b'dineim v'achat ha'chayze v'tovei lifnei dayne yisrael. So here you have a situation which is quite common. A person, let's say Reuven, calls Shimon to court because he thinks that Shimon owes him money, and in court he loses. Paskin, they rule that Shimon is in the right, Reuven's in the wrong, and Reuven's not entitled to any money. All of a sudden now he wakes up and says, Abata, of course we have a Beis Din in place, let's go to Beis Din now. I didn't win in court, so now he wants to go to Beis Din. So now our Beis Din, Mechuyev, or should Beis Din open their doors to Reuven, bearing in mind that he's already tried his luck in court, and do you know what it is? So the Ramah says as follows: Yes, Oimim Sheinis Kokinoi. Now those who say that Einis Kokinoi, we don't listen to him. We don't let him into Beis Din. Yes, Oimim is Kokinoi. Now those who say that we do listen to him, when according to the second opinion, when will we allow him into Beis Din? Im Loi Shegoram Hefsed LeBaldinoi Lifnei Ovdei Kachom. So the second opinion holds, if he's already caused a hefsed, a loss, to Shimon in Beis Din. A classic example of a loss in Beis Din is the expenses. The halacha is, if Reuven takes Shimon to our kohes without Shimon's rotzen, Shimon doesn't want to go to our kohes, Shimon wants to go to Beis Din, and Reuven forces him to go to our kohes, and because he goes to our kohes, he has to spend a fortune on legal fees that he wouldn't have had to have spent had he gone to Beis Din. The halacha is that Reuven owes Shimon that money, even if Reuven wins in court, and even if Reuven wins in court the amount which he's entitled to Alpi Din, and therefore even if he goes back to Beis Din, that money he'll be able to keep. But the expenses which he caused Shimon to incur, which he wouldn't have had to spend, that which he would have had to spend, if for example had he gone to Beis Din, Shimon would still have had to get atoned, because it would be a difficult case or whatever it might be. So the difference between the legal expenses he now has to incur and the atone, that money you're going to have to pay. So here the opinion who says that Beis Din will let him in still holds that only if you haven't caused him expenses. If you caused him expenses, you first have to pay him those expenses, and then when you're even, then you can go to Beis Din. But I might say it's not relevant, because Ramah says, I saw a shenu nearly ikka. Ramah passes that the first shitter, that once court has passed and they've ruled that Reuven doesn't have a case, or doesn't have as much of a case as he would like to have, then Beis Din won't open the door to him. The Nesivus brings down from the Tumim two possible reasons why this should be. The first reason is that there's a halacha that even though, for example, a korov or apostle are not allowed to be a dayan, right? A person's brother is a dayan, and now he has a din Torah, so he's not allowed to go in front of his brother, because his brother's a korov. But if both parties accept that they're happy to go to this korov apostle, then the halacha is, it's fine, you can go to him and he can judge on the case. So the first reason in the Tumim is that here they've agreed to go to our kohen. So even though they're not allowed to do it, and they're over on it, with all the severity that we've mentioned, but as far as their rights are concerned, they've both taken him on as the person they want to pass in their case. So therefore he's passing their case. You can't turn around afterwards and say, now we want to go to Beis Din and have it passed in again. You accepted him, he's passed in, you don't have a case, call to him. The second reason is that it's a knas. We punish him. He was not allowed to go there. He has no reason to go there. He's not allowed to go there. He's over in all those different assumes he's been over. So we're going to punish him now. Now all of a sudden, now he wants to come running back. No, we're not going to open that door. The Tumim brings an Afkimina. Won't be an Afkimina. Says, what happens if Reuven goes running back to Beis Din and says, listen, I had this case against Shimon. I took him to court and I lost. Why did I lose? Because I've got proof. And Itaka has proof that Shimon bribed the judge. Shimon bribed the judge, so the judge ruled that I don't have a case, and he threw me out of court. And I've got proof, it's properly documented, that's not a question. So now there's a Tumim Mazoi. If the reason why Beis Din won't open the door is because he accepted him as a person to judge the case, that's only if he's a fair person to judge the case. If you can prove he's taken Sheikha, so he's passed himself. So therefore Beis Din will have to open. But if But if the reason is because of knas, you are over the issa, we're going to punish you, we're not going to let you come into prison. So whatever happens in court is not relevant to us. At the end of the day, you were over on that issa, that's it, we're not going to open up for you. The nesivas takapaskin, mashmos atzurim, is like the second opinion, the second reason. That the reason he says, the fact that none of the posts say that when do we say in his kochin noi, only if you don't say that he took shochad or anything like that, seems to be that it doesn't make a difference. It means the reason why we pass him Enes Kokenei is a knas. And here it's interesting, because there's a halacha, if you look in the Ramah says that Nisholach v'akoy shalakum v'nischayev v'dineyim, and the courts rule that Reuven doesn't have a case. Rosh Nischayev is a bit confusing. That Moshe, he says, and he loses the case. Reuven is the Teveya, right? So he takes him to court and he loses the case. So here's a bit of a problem, because the Lashon is Nischayev b'dineyim. What happens if it's in the middle of a court case? And this happens very often. A person goes to court, and middle of court, he realizes he's not looking gewaldic, he's not sure how it might turn out. So all of a sudden he starts opening his interior and he tries to play both games at the same time and see which one will work out better. So the Lashon is Nischayev b'dineyim, the halacha is only if courts have already ruled on the case. But if they're in the middle of the case, the Bezin are allowed to allow Reuven back into Bezin. Now here's a problem. If the reason is because you've accepted upon yourself that he is going to judge the case, so you only have to stick by him when he's actually passed him. If he hasn't passed him, then if both parties are happy to go somewhere else, or even possibly without that, then you can go somewhere else. So if that was to be the reason, one could understand why Bezin would allow him in. If the reason is a knas, you've been over on the Issa, we're going to punish you. So what's the difference whether the courts have ruled or haven't ruled? The moment he walks into court, in this case, he's already been over on Issa. So he's done his Issa, so what should be the problem? So it's very interesting here that the Farshim explain, Avaza, the moment a guy walks into court, he's walked into court, he's caused the Chilul Hashem, he's been over on the Issa already straight away. But every day that he's in court is Nocha Issa. And possibly the worst Issa is when the court issue their ruling, their psak, because then you take, not just you following them, they've now decided on the case. So he says, what will happen if Bezin don't allow this person, Reuven, to come into Bezin? He's in the middle of court proceedings in court, and now he comes to Bezin, you know what, I've decided, I changed my mind, I'm prepared to drop the case in court, which of course he'll have to do before Bezin can start sitting, and I want to go to Bezin. What will happen if Bezin say, no, I'm sorry, too late, we're going to punish you, we're not going to let you in? So he doesn't have any other choice, he's going to have to go back to court and finish the case. So in actual fact, by punishing him for doing the issa, you're going to cause him to do more of the same. So therefore, if the case hasn't actually been ruled on, then we'll still allow him back into Bezin in order for Bezin to rule on the case, that he doesn't have to go to our kois. And just one more nukuta here, then it says a very interesting point. That which we say that we won't allow Reuven to come back into Bezin, because when the case has been ruled on, we won't allow him to come back into Bezin, says in the Sivas, but if the Tevea, if Shimon knows that really he's hired the money, he owes the money, he knows he owes the money. Let's take the case where he paid Sheikhat, right? So we said, pay Sheikhat, so it doesn't matter. Because it's a knas, we're not going to allow Reuven back into Bezin. But Shimon, who paid the Sheikhat, why did he pay the Sheikhat? Because he knows he owes the money. Says in the Sivas, if you know you owe that money, even though he has done something wrong, and Bezin will punish him by not allowing him back in, although you're not allowed to owe on Gezeira, you have to pay up that money. And therefore, you'll have to go to Rabbanim to find out exactly how much money you should have to pay.